Well, the Honolulu City Council unanimously voted to advance two bills yesterday that could have a major impact on the city's homelessness policy. One would make it illegal to obstruct public sidewalks. The other would ban camping in any public space. Homeless camps in parks and on sidewalks are a common sight in many communities around Hawaii, especially in urban Honolulu. But there may be a legal complication to this latest policy proposal. The conversation's Ryan Finnerty tells us how what's going on in Hawaii may be affected by a court ruling in Idaho.
Honolulu City Council Bill 52 would make it illegal to camp in public spaces like parks and sidewalks. It's part of Mayor Kurt Caldwell's program of Compassionate Disruption, combining outreach and assistance programs with enforcement sweeps of homeless camps. Mark Alexander is the executive director of the Mayor's Office of Housing.
Bill 52 is a humanitarian bill, and it's framed around humanitarian concerns. First and foremost, this administration agrees with many of our advocates who have said that affordable housing is the solution. In fact, Mayor Caldwell has made it very clear that the only solution to homelessness is housing with an effective support system. And this is exactly what this administration, with the support of the council, has been implementing. We know that this has been working. The data is very clear on this. For example, we've had the first reduction in our homeless count in over 9 years. I would point out, too, that we are on schedule this year to house 4,200 people into permanent housing from our various homeless programs. And the reason why this is being done is because of our unified commitment that permanent housing is the way to go. Now, what we try to do with our shelters, which continue to have vacancies every month, is we try to create flow, move people out of the shelters and other homeless programs into permanent housing, which then allows us to move other people into the shelters. Bill 52, as I've said before, really puts the onus on the administration. We are required to identify empty shelter space, and we are required to provide transportation for clients from the streets into shelters. We know this works because we've had an interagency effort underway since April, which has effectively moved 118 plus people off the streets into shelters, as well as a number into detox and other kinds of programs. Part of what we're trying to do is maintain a humanitarian approach and also maintain community standards, that it's not okay for people to reside any place unfit for human habitation like the street.
But a court decision from Boise, Idaho last week may influence the camping ban. Six current or formerly homeless residents of Idaho's capital sued the city after being arrested for violating Boise's ban on camping. They had been turned away from public shelters due to lack of capacity. One member of the group sought shelter at a religious institution but was turned away after failing to participate in certain religious practices. The plaintiffs argued that, because no shelter options were available, their citations were a violation of the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. A judge on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which includes Hawaii, agreed. But Honolulu Mayor Kurt Caldwell says the ruling won't impact Honolulu's proposed law.
This was a camping ordinance where three individuals brought a complaint. One was arrested for sleeping in a restroom. Another was arrested for sleeping in a park, and I can't remember where the third one was arrested. And based on the facts of that situation, the Ninth Circuit Court made a decision because of the city of Boise only had three shelters in the entire city. We're talking here, if you're talking about Sitlai, it's a very defined area. And when we enforce there, there is shelter space for people to go into. We have more than three shelters in the city and county of Honolulu. So I think to take this case and apply it broadly to what we're doing here is not the proper way to do an analysis. And I think the decisions made by the Ninth Circuit based on facts out of Boise are very different than what we're talking about here. On Sitlai, I think it would stand up to a constitutional challenge. It has so far, because I think we've been careful in how we've written the law and how we enforce the law. And I think it'll continue to work successfully in the limited areas that it is under this decision. I don't have the comprehensive solution where everyone will be housed. I don't know if we'll ever get there, because people are addicted to drugs and alcohol or have a mental illness, are difficult population to deal with. We're trying. But these are people who had families and mothers and fathers and loved ones who couldn't help them, and they moved out onto the street. If their own families can't help them, it's harder for government to do so, but we're going to try. In the end of the day, it is about affordable housing.
Bill 52 would not allow police officers to arrest or cite anyone for a violation of the camping ban if there's no room at a shelter or if transportation to the shelter is not available. But not everyone agrees with the mayor's assessment. Mateo Caballero is the legal director for the ACLU of Hawaii.
This bill is nearly identical to the law that was challenged in Martin v. City of Boise, which held that ordinances criminalizing lodging or sleeping in public places were inconsistent with the Eighth Amendment when no sleeping space is practically available in any shelter. Just as in the city of Boise, there is not enough shelter space to house the over 2,100 people without shelter on Oahu on any given night. Also, just as the Ninth Circuit recognized in that case, there are a number of valid reasons for individuals not being able to be in temporary or emergency shelter, even when such shelter is apparently available, including state limits, fees, curfews, religious proselytizing, and pet policies. Additionally, as the city's own statistics show, many of the people that go into shelter cannot find affordable permanent housing at the end of their stay, so they inevitably end up back in the streets. The premise behind this bill is wrong. People are not homeless because they don't want to accept shelter or help. Many accept such help, but stay homeless because we simply do not have sufficient affordable housing. Until we fix that, we need to accommodate our less fortunate neighbors and their communities. Bill 52 doesn't do that. Bill 52 further separates us between those who can afford a roof over our heads and those who cannot. Just like with a natural disaster, divided, we cannot overcome our housing crisis.
Bill 52 will still need to pass one more vote from the council before the mayor can sign it into law. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And you can find links to the schedule for Bills 51 and 52 and information on how to submit testimony on the post for this story at hawaiipublicradio.org.